Hey, you're listening to the Intentional Mind Podcast, and I'm Angela Barnard. You can call me Ange. And on this show, we're all about helping you intentionally design your life using the power of your mind, faith, and energy. And on this episode, we're talking about the moon. So I've been thinking a lot recently about the moon and the impact the moon has on all of us, on nature, all the things. And I think that It's really interesting, just the power that comes from the moon. If you think about the tides and how the tides are changing, high tide, low tide, based on what's happening with the moon. And, you know, on nights where there is a full moon, oftentimes people tend to feel a lot of energy or off. And I remember when I used to work for County Mental Health that the nights where there was a full moon, there was a lot more hospitalizations. And that was like one of the things that they legit planned for. Like they would staff more on nights that there was going to be a full moon because it was just a common trend that you saw. So I've been really looking at like, what's up with this moon? And can we actually use this energy in a way that can serve us all? And I just find this interesting. And maybe some people might be like, that's weird. Like that you're, but it's not weird. Like think about it. Like how does this impact everything? Like when I used to live by the ocean, I was just so fascinated by the high tide, low tide, moon, all of that stuff, the impact. So anywho, I wanted to share with you guys 8 phases of the moon and how it impacts us based on some of the research that I've done. I've been finding it really interesting, and I want to take this to another level where I actually plan things related to the phases that the moon is in. And I don't know, I think that would be interesting just to see more of like an experiment of how this will play out, you know? Okay, so there's 8 phases. Let's talk a little bit about them. So the first phase is the new moon. So the new moon, this occurs when both the sun and moon are on the same side of the earth and they share the same zodiac sign. So energetically, this is seen as new beginnings. It's the start of the lunar cycle. So this can be really good time, so they say, for inward reflection, for strategizing. So think about if you see like on a calendar somewhere, it's the new moon time, then this might be a good time for you to journal, go inward, reflect, start to strategize what's coming up for you. And so basically, as the light starts to build with the moon, think of it as the momentum with anything starts to build. So you can also look at how this aligns with menstrual cycle. Like you have the lower energy phase that you should be allowing your body to rest more. And then think about how this might align with farming. So in farming, there's a time to plant seeds. There's a time, right, that you harvest seeds. So even like looking at energetically, if you're working with the moon and the moon energy and everything, because it impacts everything. You know, the animals be going crazy up in here in the full moon, right? So what's really like, what's happening here? I still don't know. I'm still trying to figure this out, but I think it's interesting to dive into. But okay, so with the new moon phase, this is a time that is a great time to plant seeds of intention. So maybe like things that you'd want to create and bloom, maybe a good time to do a vision board. Like some people might choose to do a vision board with every new moon around what they want to create next. Or, you know, it might be like a good time to journal, reflect, all of that. And I like this because when I think about my planner, I always like to reflect at the end of the month about like how the month went and everything. But it'd be really cool if I kind of switched things around. I looked at the reflection time is like during the new moon time. I think that would just be interesting. All right, so the second phase is the waxing crescent moon. This is a time of feeling called to create first steps. So you shift from this resting stage to jumpstarting, creating momentum. It's about new opportunities popping up and clarity starts to happen. Think about this as watering the seeds, exposing them to sunlight and allowing them to grow. So when we think about things that we want to create in our life, if we can just use these things as metaphors, I think it's really helpful to think about this is the time in my life that I'm planting seeds. This is the time that I'm watering them and putting them in the sun and I'm watching them grow and I'm just doing a little bit every day, right? And then, you know, you get to the point of this is the time that they're busting through all the hard stuff, the dirt, right? And then they're blooming or growing and blooming, and then I wait a while, and then I harvest and, you know, grab all of the fruit or whatever it is, right? So I like to think about that. It's been helping me, like, what phase am I at in my life? All right, so the waxing crescent moon is related to that. And you can look up a chart and kind of see these different moons. And, like, you can actually see what phase we are in currently. And then you can kind of think about maybe planning out if you want to just test it out and see if it's really helpful to you at specific times. So the third phase is the first quarter phase. This occurs about a week after the new moon. So the other thing is, I'm talking about eight phases here. And, you know, if you think about it as a month, I used to always think that there's like a full moon every month. Like, I used to just be like, that's my thought around the moon. That's it. Right. But there's, so if you think about eight phases, then you're going to be in a certain phase for a few days and some longer than others. But you can see on a calendar how long that phase is occurring. So the first quarter phase is, this is occurs again a week after the new moon. It's a time of obstacles for a lot of us, decision making, being in action. Because when you start to take action, stuff starts to show up, resistance starts to show up. It's about you leaving your comfort zone, putting yourself out there. So if I'm creating something new, I might want to look at this and see if, like, you know, go through all these phases, and at this time be like, okay, this is where we're at. This is what we do. We go through the dirt. We start, you know, like, taking action, weeding things out if we need to, making decisions, all of that stuff, leaving the comfort zone. So in farming, this is actually the time of sprouting. You're not yet above ground, but you're pushing through the soil, the rocks, to reach the sunlight. And I like to think about this, again, coming back to my life now. It's like, I'm in the time of sprouting. Like, it sounds better than being like, I'm in this crappy time in my life right now. Right? It's like, we're sprouting. We're going through some hard stuff, but we're reaching the sunlight. All these metaphors and stuff, they're just helpful. So in the menstrual cycle, this can be a time of feeling new energy, right? You're starting to get your energy back, in a sense. It's also like this spring kind of feeling, giving you the energy to problem solve, that you can exit the comfort zone. I've been really looking at nature, obviously, because I'm looking at the moon and talking about that, but, like, really thinking about seasons and how, like, all of us want things to happen so badly. Like, we want it all the time to be harvest time. And it's like, that's not how it works. And that wouldn't even be a, like, think about how much joy we get from growing things. Like, the fact that I ate, like, my basil today that I put in my pasta, and I put my basil in my tea, and I chopped up these little onions to put in to my husband's eggs, because I'm preparing all this stuff before I leave for another work trip. And I get so much joy from the fact that I grew those things. But I don't think I would get as much joy if it was, like, constantly harvest time. Like, the fact that I put effort in to grow the things. I went through a series of stuff, right? So think about that as, like, welcoming all these phases into our life. All right. So now we are on the fourth phase. This is the waxing gibbous phase. So this is a time of adjustment, refining, editing, being open to pivoting, evaluating, looking at how planning is going. Like, you're seeing, like, does this make sense? Do I want to switch things? Do I want to pivot? Right? All of that stuff. And then the fifth phase is the full moon phase. This occurs when the moon and the sun are on opposite sides of the earth in the zodiac wheel, which can cause full moon tensions and looking to find balance between two extremes. Lunar light at its peak and lifting tides in the process may make us feel excited to actualize what we've been planning. Like, we're starting to harvest. We're seeing the benefits of what we've created. Like, things are coming to a closure, in a sense. Your emotions can be really heightened. Like, you're like, yeah, I'm almost done with all this, right? Or it can be like just that tension because the energy is so strong at this time. So we can feel a peak in all the work we've been putting in. This is aligned with the ovulation phase of the menstrual cycle, so peak creation. It's a great time to really put yourself out there. So in farming, it's a time of reaping what you've sown. So there's actually a harvest moon, and you may have heard of this. It is given to this, you know how they name all full moons? Like, every moon has a different name. I think there's like a deer one. I just read that recently. But anyways, the harvest moon, this is the first full moon in September, where many farmers in the Northern Hemisphere reap what they've sown. They pick from the fruits of their labor. So we can see what hasn't been working and sometimes reap what we sow in negative ways too. So keep that in mind. Let me repeat that. We can see what hasn't been working and sometimes around this full moon time, we can also be reaping what we sow, like what we've been sowing that may not be that pleasant. So this makes me think of all those that like get arrested around the full moon time. I don't know. That's the thought that came into my mind because I know it's a busy night for a lot of us out there in the full moon time, mental health professionals, police officers, all the things. All right. So many do full moon rituals to shed what no longer serves them because from this point, the light sheds, which is symbolic of releasing what isn't serving you. So I like to do this. Like recently, I knew the full moon was coming and I'm like writing down things that I just wanted to let go of. And I just thought it was a good time to do this. And sometimes I laugh at myself because I'm like, I'm not trying to be like a witch up in here or anything, you know? Like, and it's funny. And I hope no one's like, what is happening? I really see it as like all of this as being like metaphors for us to work with. And if you even look biblically, there's so much stuff that is taught through metaphors, through these other stories and looking at relationships between two different things. And I like to learn that way. I think most people do. And I just pick like, I just feel like it's fun to be intentional about picking a time that you are going to evaluate, that you're going to decide, look and say, this isn't working for me anymore. Goodbye. You've got to go, you know, like just being intentional about that. I release you, fly away, live your best life. You know, I think about that. All right, moving on to the sixth and seventh phase is, well, put them together because, yeah. So the waning and third quarter phase. So this is a brief period because it's pretty short in this period. It's between the full moon and the third quarter. And it's after the full moon peak energy. So that energy and light begins to wane all the way down to end of lunar cycle where the new moon occurs. So the things you want to release begin to fade. It's flying away. You may feel called to clean or organize during this time. You may be maintaining a fertile environment for what you'd like to manifest or create, and your hormones may even stimulate for preparation. You kind of go into that state of preparing. And then the waning crescent is eighth phase. This is the time of surrender. It's about resting and letting go and allowing for God to uphold your intentions. Right. So also in nature, it isn't constantly spring or summer. We talked about this. There is a fall and winter phase of winding down. You can think of the waning crescent time as the winding down, the surrendering, letting go. So this is also a time that really just helps you get your energy back for the next phase. I've been thinking a lot about my life in different phases around like I just notice a lot in the summertime. I like to run a lot in the summertime in the early mornings before it's hot, you know, get up and run. And it feels so good. But in the wintertime, I'm like, when's the last time I ran again? Like, it's like, you know, but I used to like shame myself about that and be like, well, you can't keep these things. Like, you know, like not me. Let's be clear. I didn't shame myself. The inner roommate. We used to, in coaching school, we call it the gremlin. It's that other voice, that critical voice, right? That wants this. You need to separate it from yourself. You got to. Because when you start putting it together, like I just did, I did this. It's like, no. Because what happens is you start to identify with it. And some of the work that we do through the coaching practices that I've been taught to use is making it separate from you. I'm going to bring someone on to talk about the whole gremlins and inner critic stuff because it's really interesting and it's so powerful when you start to realize like you are not that. You are not your thoughts. So if you name them and label them, it's going to serve you so much. I didn't think that I was going to talk about that in this episode, but I did. All right. So those are eight phases and I found it really interesting. It made me want to dive in a little more and actually look at a calendar and be like, all right, if I'm going to be planning things intentionally, maybe I'll do it around the time of these phases. All right, real quick, going back to the whole gremlins, that other voice that is critical that you hear that always has chatter, right? I just wanted to point this out real quick. If you name it, again, we talked about the benefits of this. So I want you to do that. Why not take that away from this moon episode? Totally unrelated to this episode, but it's all good. At least you got something out of it. So name the inner critic. So I named mine Lucy years ago. And I think about this as Lucy is going to always be able to ride in the car with me. Anywhere I go, Lucy's going to be around. It's just part of the deal. Lucy's going to be in the car with me, but she does not get to control the steering wheel. And she does not get to control the radio, but she can be in the space, right? So think about that. It's like every time you are stepping out of your comfort zone, you're doing something new, you're growing, your inner critic is going to show up and it's going to have something to say about it. And it's really there not to ruin your life. It's there to help keep you safe. That's the purpose of it. So it's going to be like, no, don't do that. This might happen. This might happen, right? People might think this about you. Like, that's the point of it. Because there's a lot of work out there that talks about shaming it, right? And make it this horrible thing. But I really want you to look at it as like, it's like a scared child that's with you, right? And you're not going to let that child drive, for goodness sakes, right? You're not going to do that. You're not going to let them control the radio, but you're going to comfort it. I also think about that too. It's like when I'm stepping out and it's like, well, this is scary. What are people going to think about me? Blah, blah. Like all the stuff comes up. It's like, I look, it's like Lucy's saying that stuff. What are they going to think about you? Blah, blah, blah. And I look and it's like, it's okay. Like, I know that you're afraid. Like, I know that you are worried about how you're going to handle this. You don't, you feel like you don't know what you're doing, but think about all the other things that you've done before that you had no idea what you were doing. Like, you can do this and it's all going to be okay. You're going to be supported. Like, it's almost like you're having this conversation. It sounds legit nuts when I'm like talking about it, but it's so helpful to your mental health to do that, to make it separate from you. So the takeaway is, one, start thinking about these moon phases and just see, like, at least notice the moon from this episode. Notice how you feel around, like, with the different phases. That's takeaway one. Takeaway two is, I want you to name your critic. Name it something. And yeah. And just next time, like, we used to go and get coffee. Like, me and my friends would get coffee and we would say, you never would believe what Lucy said to me yesterday. And she'd be like, you never would believe what Becky said to me, like, right, whatever her name was. And we would just laugh about it. And it was fun to talk about it as a different person. It also takes the power away from it. So it's no longer running your life because it's separate from you. And this is powerful awareness stuff that I think all of us need to know, because if you are not aware of the fact that there's an extra opinion, in a sense, in your mind, you're the observer of what's happening in your mind, and there's a voice that's telling you, like, you shouldn't do this because people might think this about you, or it's gonna be hard, you're not gonna be able to do this, what if this happens? Like, if you're not aware of that chatter, that's not gonna serve you in your life at all. That means that you are letting that run your life. But the fact that you're listening to this and you're aware that you have those thoughts at times, you got it going on. Because the fact that you can see it and the fact that you can now separate it from you, so it's no longer a part of your identity, that is huge. And that's going to serve you so much as you continue to grow with whatever it is that you want to create in your life. Because that voice is going to show up. And you're either going to listen to it and let it drive, or you're going to drive. You're going to be aware of it and you're the one that's going to be in charge. All right, so notice the moon and name that inner critic. Talk to you soon.